Authorities have raised concerns over increasing the gender violence as the country prepares to mark the 16 days of activism. Speaking to the president of the launch, Judith Duterte, principal of city committee to development, the Duterte principal of city committee to development, the launch of gender violence this year.
We also have a strong linkage within the city, which is our mandate, to bring the 100 and 68 cases of violence within the city, and this range from defilement, alienation, and teenage pregnancy. And of course, when we look at the 168 cases, we see a percentage of about 0.1%. Many of these cases go unreported, many of these cases are in communities, many of these cases get to be reported when evidence has been destroyed.
Judith says the city is now considering developing a gender-based violence ordinance to help combat violence.
We also have a strong linkage within the city, which is our mandate, to bring the persons who are the perpetrators to book. And in line with this, we now see the council coming up with the GBV ordinance that is going to be able to enforce some of these vices which are happening in our communities. We are hopeful by December it will be approved and it will go in full force.
Meanwhile, Angulo Emmanuel, the assistant town clerk of Arua City, is urging the public to uphold and protect the rights of women and girls, saying no form of violence should be tolerated.
Perceptions, stereotypes about women and this as we are affected our struggle as a country to ensure that power women, power girls, and so forth. So I want to really ask the public, as we launch these 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, we must reflect on the strides that have made the standard and as a society to ensure that we protect women, protect girls against violence.
Arua City will officially launch the 16 days of activism on November 5th, 2025 at the iVision headquarters, Arua City.